Hey listeners, welcome back to a Revoice Network original called Podline, where students like you can anonymously share your burning college-related dilemmas and issues based on the weekly topic. I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're both seniors attending VCU, so think of us as the big sisters you never knew you needed, who have been through it all and can give it to you straight. Now, you may be asking, where can I go to submit an issue I need advice on? Well, stay tuned to find out towards the end of the show. Now, let's get into the topic of this week, which is road rage.
And before we get into our submissions, we found some statistics when we did research, and young adults between the ages of 19 and 39 exhibit more road rage than any other age range for drivers.
Which is so true.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Because, like, I have, personally, I'm a 21-year-old college student, and who lives in Richmond, might I add, and I experience a lot of road rage.
Yeah, I can definitely have days where I get ticked off, too. I mean, college student with, like, also working a different job while taking classes, it can be a lot, and, like, a bad drive can really just turn my day around and not in a good way.
Yeah, I agree. And I was, like, thinking to myself when reading the statistic, I was like, I mean, why, like, 19 to 36-year-olds? And it is really because, like, we're so much, like, we're just a lot more under pressure than older people. Because if we're being honest, like, I mean, I work with older people, so, like, they really just don't be giving a fuck. Like, they do not care. Like, they will drive slow as hell, and they will just, like, not care if somebody is, like, being completely rude to them. Like, they just, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I guess we're just going to give you some advice on how to handle road rage through these submissions that we're going to read to you all. So the first one says, hi guys, one time I was driving with my windows down on a nice day and I looked rearview mirror because I saw some weird movement happening in the car behind me. I saw something on the man's steering wheel. Turns out it was fully a little monkey on a leash. It was wearing a diaper and everything. What would you have done in this situation? Because I loved it, but do you think that's maybe concerning? I'm gonna start with this one. No, I don't think it's concerning at all. Because if you saw my TikTok For You page, I mean, it's just fully like monkeys in diapers getting bathed and like taken care of by humans, and it's like the funniest thing ever, and I love it too. So
yeah, honestly, I would have taken a picture. As much don't text and drive, but maybe if you're at a stoplight, I would have taken a picture, because that just seems like something if I would tell someone, they would be like, no, that didn't happen. Like, I know, I have to show you, I have pictures.
Either that, or they just would have been like, oh, okay. Like, no, you have to see it.
Yeah, you have to see it.
Actually understand it. So take a picture. Yes, that's definitely a thing to do. And also, I just feel like this would only be something that happens in Richmond. Like, you would literally only see this in Richmond.
Or like a big, just like any big city. You would just see something so bizarre like this.
Yeah, I just feel like weird like this always happens. Like, weird always goes on. And you just like, you'll walk out of your house and you'll just be like, what the like, you'll just see some really weird Okay, you can't do anything but go about your day.
Yeah.
Literally, like, you can't do anything. So.
All right, and for our next submission, this one says, I was driving near the National the other night, and I guess two vehicles had already been pissing each other off. But when they got to my light, the van had completely stopped in the middle of the road. The car behind him had actually started to speed up and crashed into the van. They both started cussing at each other until the other person in the car drove off. So I just witnessed a hit and run so casually, and I just kept driving. I didn't want to get involved with people who are so angry. Yeah, I would have kept driving too.
Yeah, period.
That's really scary.
Cause like, I mean, what are you gonna do? You know?
Yeah, I'm not trying to get hit also.
Right. And then like, it just wouldn't have like, I don't know. You wouldn't have done anything. It wouldn't have benefited anybody.
Yeah, it wouldn't have benefited any of the situation.
Honestly, the best advice that we can give you is just go about your day. Like, if you were going to class, keep going to class.
Keep your distance and keep on driving.
Yeah. So, obviously, I mean, if the person's hurt, then, like, obviously, like, call the cops maybe. But, like, if they seem fine and, you know, it's just, it's not your business. Like, just mind your business and keep going. you know?
Yeah.
The next mission says, I've noticed ever since I started living in Richmond, I've definitely become a Richmond driver. I get super angry about the smallest things when driving. If a pedestrian takes forever to cross the street, I get mad. If a car takes 3 seconds too long to drive at a green light, I'll get mad. I never used to be this angry of a driver, and I want to get back to my happy driving self. Any tips? I think the best thing to do is surround yourself in like the best possible situation. Like if you know you're gonna get angry, like while driving at least, just like put on some like happy music, you know?
Yeah, if you're like already having a bad day, just start with happy music.
Yeah. I think that's a great way to go too.
Yeah.
Do you have any happy music suggestions?
I have been listening a lot to like I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old one, but it's a classic. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 100%. I really, really love the song Witch Doctor by Alvin and the Chipmunks. You know, so it's like, I heard the witch doctor.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say a whole bunch of shit like, I don't know. I don't know the words.
You can't even just like
I can't even understand what they're saying.
But it's got a good beat.
Yeah, it's got a great beat and they have great voices.
So yeah.
It's hard not to listen to that with like, no, like without being happy, you know? Like you can't get angry with that, so. And another advice is just to ask a friend to drive you instead if you have that luxury.
Oh yeah, if you guys are hanging out as a group, maybe you don't drive, someone else drive.
Yeah, someone preferably with like less like
yeah, that's issues that can like, stay calm behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that knows how to keep their composure.
Yeah,
while driving in Richmond. Yeah, so those are some tips for you.
And for our last submission, this one says, as I was walking to class, students were crossing the street and they had the right of way, but a car waiting to turn held down her horn, rolled down the window and said, run their asses over, I have somewhere to be, to the car waiting for students to cross in front of her. To which she then swerved around that car and did in fact almost hit students crossing the road and continued to speed and hold down her horn down the street. Whew.
Interesting, interesting, interesting.
That is a little scary, honestly.
It is very scary. And I mean, this is why they created those speed bumps. Like,
oh, the new speed bumps, yeah.
And like almost every road near, like within VCU, because so many students, like, or there's just so many crazy drivers.
Yeah, there's so many drivers just flying down the road.
Yeah, and this is an example, like crazy drivers that are willing to hit students.
Students!
Like that actually want to.
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy. It's terrifying.
It's terrifying. And they're like terrible people for wanting to do that. But like, whoever was driving like this, I promise you, girl, where you needed to be was not that important.
Yeah.
It wasn't worth running over students.
Risking students' lives.
Exactly. Like, what is the reason for that? I mean, unless it was an emergency, but that still doesn't give you the go ahead to like run over students.
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay, babes. Like, don't do that, bro. But yeah, I mean, honestly, like if you're a student that like commutes as a way of like walking, like that's your transportation, like you just walk, like just be very careful, even if like the sign says walk, like
yeah, always look both ways. Yes. Even if it's a one way too, honestly.
Yes,
you honestly, never know,
because now I'm catching myself like looking both ways at one way. Like, I mean, it's better to be safe than sorry, you
always
know? Not trying to get run over, so.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, it looks like we're out of time, but don't worry. We'll be back next week to give more advice. Follow the Revoice Network on Instagram @Revoice Network. And to submit a response for future episodes, follow us @podline_Revoice, where our Share Your Dilemmas Google form lives. Once again, I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline. And thanks for listening. See you next week.
Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.